Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to The Sound Table. My name is Austin, and I'm joined by our co-host, Miranda.
Hello.
We're back with a video podcast today, but we're trying a different angle, so let us know in the comments if you like us doing the split angle like this, or if you prefer us both sitting on the couch. We're just trying to figure it out. We're working with limited space in my studio. Let us know if you want it to be outside of the studio. We can kind of do whatever, but...
Austin claims it will sound terrible, though.
I think it will.
If we do it outside the studio, so.
I'm just saying our dining room doesn't have $8,000 of acoustic insulation.
I'm aware. But we're so close to the mic, I don't know how much it would affect it. But maybe. What do I know?
We'll see. We're going to experiment with a video podcast. Let us know your thoughts in the comments below if you're watching. And if you're listening, thanks for listening again. What are we talking about today, Miranda?
I don't know. What are we talking about today? You picked this subject, and I don't remember what you said.
I definitely did. Oh, yeah. I kind of wanted to talk about, I feel like there have been a couple things that I've seen lately about like content with artists and like with producers. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's like every other day that I see somebody bitching online about being like, I want a career in the music industry. I want to be an artist, but I hate making content.
Yeah.
Content makes me cringe. I don't want to do content.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just honestly getting like a little annoyed of it.
Oh.
I just feel like it maybe has a stigma because everybody's like thinking of like the Logan Paul, Jake Paul vlogs of like 2017. But like, I don't think I wanted to make a podcast episode because I don't think content has to be like that. And I don't think it has to be so structured and so formulaic and so like scripted and highly produced.
Yeah. Or like hyper, like a heightened version of yourself. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people, I think content is like that, which, I mean, granted, there is a lot of content like that, but I feel like nowadays it's not as common. I feel like back in like 2016 era, like all that, like the vlogger era, it was very popular for people to be really overdramatic and like a caricature of a person.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So. I feel like a lot of people probably still have that mindset, or like they think like, oh, I have to like set up my camera and record hours of stuff and then edit it for hours just to make one 30-second TikTok. But I got kind of inspired to want to make this a topic today because last night I watched the band Valley released a like behind the scenes little documentary of their process of like making some of the songs for their new album. And they're from Toronto, but they had gone and done like their own little writing camp that they set up in LA. And it was so cool. It's like a 22-minute video. I've watched it twice already because it was so good. And to me, like when I was watching that, I was just like, this is so much good information and entertainment. And like, I feel like I can connect with the band on like a personal level because they had somebody just kind of like follow them around for a week while they were in LA writing songs. And like, I think back to, you know, when I was getting really into production, I would like watch all of the John Bellion studio videos. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, when I was in a band, bands would always make like behind the scenes, you know, like studio vlogs of them in the studio or them writing.
Yeah.
And when I was kind of thinking about that, I was like, this is such a big piece of content that I feel like other than, you know, paying a videographer and you know, having that expense didn't really cost the band a bunch of extra energy, right?
You don't even have to. I don't think you even have to pay.
I don't either. That's my point. Like they did a really, really high production version of this.
Yeah.
But, like you could easily set your phone up and just record a session or record your process of writing a song or record like literally anything. And so like one of the things I was talking to somebody and I can't remember who it was either. I feel like it was either like Cam Becker or Knox or maybe it was somebody in Nashville, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
And if I wasn't, I'm sorry if I got that wrong. If you were the person who I was talking about, leave a comment. I can't remember. But they were basically talking about the idea of like artists basically having to make content. And they were like, if you are going to make it in the industry, like the content shouldn't be something that you have to force yourself to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're just creating art and that content is just one way of you showing that you create your art. That doesn't even have to be another art form that you worry about, but you're already writing songs. You're already in studios making music. You're already figuring out what your vocal warm-up routine needs to be before you go on stage. Like just film those things and show people. And I think one thing that like most people forget is there's like a few categories that I think about when I think of like artists making content or producers making content. And it's either like entertainment. So I think of people doing like cover mashups or genre swaps or whatever, or it's like personal connection. So I think of like the vlogs or like the behind the scenes studio stuff, or it is purely educational, which is like kind of what we do with the Make Pop Music channel.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we'll kind of dabble into entertainment. And now that we're doing more vlogs and stuff like this podcast, we're dabbling into more personal stuff. But I think that so many people only see one of those things. Like, I hear from producers all the time. They're like, oh, I want to get to where you are, but like, I don't feel comfortable making an educational video every week. And I'm like, then don't.
Yeah, I think so. A lot of people don't feel comfortable on camera, which I personally very much understand. So, I mean, but I'm not a content creator, so it's, you know,
yeah,
I'm a little different in that aspect. But
I feel like that's a little more understanding if you're like a producer who always wants to be behind the scenes. But
I
like,
think that's kind of why a lot of people are producers, is because they don't want to be out in front. So I get that. I also think it's hard, though, like everything that you're, a lot of stuff that you're saying that's really cool is behind the scenes stuff, which, like, let's say you record an album in November and it doesn't come out until April.
Yeah.
That's fast. But let's say it's that fast. Well, then you're like, what are you posting between November and April as content if you can't post the behind the scenes stuff of your album because no one's heard it?
I mean, you're still going to be releasing songs in between then. So I think,
yeah,
like,
yeah, but like not that many.
Yeah. It's just one of those things of like, I feel like that's why having those different forms of like how you want to basically stay in your audience's eye and mind is so important, because like you might not be able to do a behind the scenes vlog. Like Valley released that documentary, but their album came out last year.
That's what I'm
like,
saying.
It took them probably an extra 6 months to get that video out, but now they're using it to promote the basically the deluxe version of the album.
Right.
But with that said, like, you go on their Instagram and you see them posting about shows that they play. They're posting little mashups that they do all the time. Like Rob, the singer, is always posting different, just like weird little 60-second covers. Like he did a Taylor Swift cover that did really good numbers. And like, that's just a perfect example of, you could probably spend 30 minutes of your day making one piece of content, whether it's a reel or a photo or a TikTok or whatever. And so many people are going to see that. And I think a lot of people probably have that like weird notion of, I've already posted my song Ruin My Life 4 times already, and I don't want to keep posting it because, you know, people get annoyed. And I know that I was talking to Knox about this. He was talking about Not the 1975, and like that song has slowly been popping. Like that song's been popping off for a minute now. And he's like, I've posted a fucking version of this reel 100 times already.
Yeah.
And he's like, I obviously want to start promoting new songs, but there are so many people that have not heard the song yet, and you never know which reel is going to pop off. I'll go down somebody's page and it's 5,000 views, 5,000 views, 2,000 views, 3,000 views, 2.4 million views.
Yeah,
all of a sudden.
Yeah, people get annoyed with that, like seeing the same thing over and over again, but it's true. You really don't know. But even you, when you were doing promotion for Ruin My Life, you were like, okay, how many more of these can I do? What can I do that's different? And it's like, I get why. Like, that's not even your full-time job, being an artist. So I would get why, when it is someone's full-time job, the idea of creating content can seem overwhelming, because it's like, what do you do? Do you do lip syncs to your own song? Do you do a dance to your own song? What if you're not a dancer? Like, and that makes you feel uncomfortable, or like people make fun of you for that. Or like, I don't know. I just think, or maybe you have this amazing song, but you didn't do behind the scenes because it just came to you really fast, or you didn't think it was going to pop off the way it did.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't think a lot of artists' mindset lives in that, like, everything is content, because I think that's a lot of content creators' mindset, but I don't think it's a lot of artists.
Yeah.
So I think that's where, I mean, I don't know, but yeah, I would think that's where the disconnect is for a lot of people who are artists, because they're creatives in a different way. Like, people who create content, generally speaking, enjoy creating content.
Yeah, that's
so
fair.
Like, but I mean, I don't know personally, but I'm sure there are people who are artists that and love making music, but don't love making content. And I think that's valid.
I do too. But that's kind of why I wanted to make this podcast episode, because like what I'm trying to say is like, I feel like there are ways, even if you don't like making content, right? Like, you like making music, but like you can film that process. You can kind of like let people in to see your process and connect with you. And it's one of those things of like you're saying, you kind of have to be a little bit of proactive with it.
Yeah,
so like,
that's the problem.
I guess what I'm trying to like implore people to do is like record more of your process, record more of your life, record just like kind of passively film shit. And then you can kind of figure out how to splice that together for what's going to be your quote unquote content.
Yeah.
And I think just being able to kind of document things, it's kind of like killing two birds with one stone, right? Like, you're going to write the song anyway.
Right.
If you can film that and you can turn that into 6 different reels or a little series of how you wrote the song, that's thousands of people that now get to see that. And that's thousands of people that you get to tease that music to.
Yeah. I think people too get caught up in it because they're like, well, I don't have a good camera. I don't know what to film. I think we've reached a point in content where we are like circling back around to like shittier style is what people like. Like there's people who are huge artists who just are filming the shit on their phone, like on the front facing camera. You people don't care. People truly don't care about quality. It's like,
I filmed 99% of that Nashville vlog on my iPhone. Yeah. And then I just did the talking headshots on this $5,000 camera. Nobody cared.
No.
Nobody gave a shit what the camera shots were versus the iPhone shot. Literally nobody cares.
No.
I think you're right. Like, and my thing is, if it looks kind of bad, lean into it and just go VHS style. You put the nostalgia filter on it. Nobody gives a shit, dude.
No, no one cares.
Like, you don't need to have somebody following you around with a $60,000 Red camera all day, every day.
No.
But with that said, like you're crocheting. You're like, I kind of want to document my process.
Yeah.
And if you are interested in ever doing something with crochet, all you got to do is...
crochet influencer.
Yeah, literally. All you got to do is film a couple time lapses and make a fucking reel out of it. And like, that doesn't take any effort. That takes 20 seconds to set the camera up.
Yeah.
And so like, that's what I'm trying to tell artists and producers is like, you don't need to make a podcast. You don't need to make this big, long 30-minute scripted YouTube tutorial.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to do is let people in, because when I'm finding people that I really enjoy, if I can get to know them on like a more personal level, like I know it's still obviously, you know, like an internet relationship. But like, if I feel like I can get to learn more about that artist, I get obsessed. Like,
oh yeah, it makes you feel more connected.
Why I fell in love with John Bellion's productions is because watching his process, you can see how much he cares about the music. In that Valley documentary, watching them do that, you can see how much they care. Joan has their Joanly fans.
Mm-hmm.
Another great idea of like filming insane content and then putting it behind a paywall for your really good fans is like, Joan's killing it. They can post whatever they want on their reels and it'll do numbers. And then they do acoustic cover sessions or show their old demos or do their track production breakdowns on their Patreon.
Right.
And like, that's not that much extra effort for them. You know, like, I'm sure they have to spend time, you know, making their acoustic sets and editing the content and stuff. But when it's behind a paywall, you're getting directly paid for that.
Yeah.
And when it's not behind a paywall, you get indirectly paid because people transition from becoming those, like we've talked before, like a half a penny fan where they stream it a few times.
Yeah.
To now they're dedicated. They're following you. They got the notifications on. They're going to buy the merch. They're going to come see the tour. They're going to share your shit with all their friends.
Yeah.
And that can be pretty passive. That doesn't have to be this like weird, I have to film something every day and put it up at 11 o'clock and everything needs to have the same exact sign on and sign off. Like nobody cares.
I think people just put a lot of pressure on it because it's so broad to where I think that becomes overwhelming for a lot of people. Like there's so much you could do or post. And also I do think it depends on the artist. Like if an artist is a full-time artist, yeah, sure. It's like not hard for them to film content because it's their full-time job.
Right.
But a lot of people, that's not being their full-time job. And I think if you had a 9-to-5 or a job wherever that you work 40 hours a week, and then you also have to film content on top of you working your regular job and do all the stuff that you have to do for your artist, like that's a lot.
It is a lot.
So
it's but it takes a lot to start making it in the music, and
I know.
It sucks.
I think two people are like kind of not stuck, but like think of like the idea of being like, oh well, back in the day, you could being an artist, you could just be an artist. I didn't have to be a content creator and a personality online and like all this stuff.
Yeah.
And so I think that people probably also are like stuck in that mindset almost of being like, yeah, but I wasn't meant to do all of this. Like I was just meant, I just want to be an artist. I don't want to be content creator as well. Cause I think it is very different.
It is different, but like I try to think of it in the sense of like labels used to do a lot more of the promo.
Yeah.
But like instead of an artist now having to basically go on like a press tour and do all these magazine covers and stuff like that you used to have to do in the 80s and 90s and 2000s.
Yeah, I'm asking like, the now same you gotta make damn some TikToks
and
reels. Time.
And like not only the thing is like people have that like, oh, I just need to get signed to a label and blah blah blah. Number one, a label's not gonna sign you. Like there was a Sony A&R that was basically saying like, we're not interested in people who are not at least getting a few million streams consistently and
they make
that have
artists,
50 to 100,000 followers on Instagram.
They're making them do all that anyway. Like they're making these artists create their own content. They're not like hiring people to do it for them.
I've literally been hanging out with an artist and they're like, hold on, I'll be right back. I literally have to go post this reel because the label gets pissed if I don't post it by 7:30.
Wasn't there like when... Or was this different? Wasn't there that whole thing with Halsey a few years ago about her complaining about having to make her label wanting her to make content or something like that.
Yeah, so they were basically like, we're not going to green light any more projects until you start going viral. And the only way you're going to do that is by making a shit ton of content. And she was like, she's on a multi-million dollar deal. They could hire her a content creator.
She's pretty popular.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like literally no matter how big you get, if you don't want to make content, then unfortunately a career in the music business is probably not going to work for you right now.
That's unfortunate. But I just think it depends on, I think people just think of content as those like before TikTok was TikTok, when it was like Musical.ly.
Yeah.
And it was like little 12-year-olds like doing dances on.
Literally.
Like, I think that's what people are thinking content is like, I'm not doing a stupid dance to my song. But it's like, that's not what people are expecting. Like, I think you have to more put yourself in the mindset of like, okay, if my favorite artist was to post more content from their page, what do I want to see from them?
That's what I was just about to say. It's like, take notes and pay attention when you're scrolling through your timeline, like what bands and what artists capture your attention with their content. Like the band Lawrence, not a huge fan of them personally, but what they do is amazing. Like they're great at what they do. It's just not what I listen to.
Right.
But they got me hooked because they did this like series of reels. They probably filmed it all in one afternoon and turned it into 30 fucking reels.
Mm-hmm.
But they did a song where they basically had a choir of like 8 people come in and basically all do their take on a couple lines on the verse. And it's cool. Like, a video has millions of views. Mm-hmm. And now everybody's going to stream that song. And they've posted it 6 times, which is kind of another thing that I want to dive into is like, dude, post your reel twice. Who cares? Like, I see so many people.
Like the same reel twice?
Yeah. Who gives a shit? Honestly, just like space them out. Because
like,
I saw
long?
Somebody.
Won't people notice that?
No, that's the thing, though, is like I saw somebody talk about this and I was like, damn, that's such a good point. They're like, even if your reel got 1 million views, that's not even 1% of the world. That means 99.9% of people still haven't seen it, and you never know who's going to see it.
I mean, yeah, but you could say that about anything.
You could, but I'm saying, I'm not talking, like, months apart. Like,
okay.
I'm not talking, like, just doing the same shit over and over and over. No, I'm saying, like, you know, you had a video from a couple months ago, and you're like, hey, I did this a couple months ago, was thinking about it, and, like, feel free to repost it.
What I think is a smarter way to do that instead of doing, like, I saw everyone doing this in the beginning of 2024. They were like, oh, this was my most viral reel from last year. Here's a couple of my most viral reels from last year. And I'm like, that is so smart. Because you're really getting people hooked on this same reel again. And then they're like, well, this was their most viral. I want to go see their other ones. And it's like, I think maybe doing something like that might be.
That's kind of like how I was referring to it. Of like, not just like trying to like sneak the same content. But either way, like we have thousands of like clips that we could pull from our like YouTube channel. And like, I'm honestly just too lazy to go find them and turn them into reels, but I wouldn't care. Like if I really wanted to post something, like I could easily go dig up a video from 2021 and repost that. That's what I'm more so talking about is like kind of repurposing
different
content.
Okay. Yeah. And like, that's not the same thing. If you posted a reel that you posted in like 2021 and were acting like it was brand new information, I think that would be odd. But if you're reposting it being like, oh, this was like my favorite tip that I gave like a couple years ago and I like still stand by it. Or like I'm going back through my content and seeing like if I still do some of the things I used to do. Like I think if you market it that way, it's better because then it doesn't seem like you're just like, I don't know what to do. I'm just going to post my old shit because I'm too lazy to film something new.
I've seen people do it and I don't care.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. But you're one person. Like I'm sure there are people who would care. And it depends. Like if I saw something the same, I would be like, didn't I just see you post this before? Like, because you know Instagram will show you shit from months ago.
Yeah.
So like I would be like, wait, what is going on here? I swear I've seen this reel before. And then people would find out very quickly that they have, or all the comments are going to be, didn't you post this reel a few months ago?
Maybe.
I think so. I think if you're going to do it, you need to do it.
Put a spin on it.
Yeah. Like, and I don't think that's hard to do.
No.
Like, I think it could be more interesting than just reposting the same reel.
Yeah. I mean, I totally get that.
Personally.
I don't know. Like, what would, like, if you were getting into a new young artist, like, have you noticed a certain type of reel or content that like captures your attention and you're like, oh, that's kind of fucking sick. Like, I know you're not a big fan of like the lip sync videos.
No, I'm not.
But those
at
are
all.
Huge. Those do numbers. And like,
yeah, because
that's
they're
also
really
something
popular with like younger people.
Yeah. But like, that's one of those things of like, you kind of just got to get over you thinking that it's going to be cringy to some people because everything's going to be cringy to some people.
Oh yeah.
But like at some point, like as an artist not supposed to try to get a couple million views on a TikTok because they don't feel comfortable lip singing.
Oh, I don't judge anybody who does it.
Yeah.
I don't care. But it's just not content that I personally engage with or care to see, but I don't care that people do it. I think it's smart that people do it because they go viral and they become very popular. And it's a great way for people to connect you with your songs. Yeah. So I don't think it's a bad thing to be doing that. It's just not something I personally engage with.
What would you personally, like, what would you, as somebody who's just like a very kind of like passive
yeah, I was gonna
music
say,
listener,
I don't know if I'm the best like person to ask, but I really like behind the scenes content all the time. I think it's always great. Like, and behind the scenes content, I think, is always proven historically to be amazing because, I mean, if you think about back when the DVDs and like VHS tapes, like that was how we watched stuff. The behind the scenes stuff that was on those DVDs was always my favorite. Like, yeah. I loved watching behind the scenes things or bloopers or stuff like that. Like, that's was amazing to me and funny. And so I think that people seeing behind the scenes content of artists or bloopers behind the scene of artists, like if you're recording vocals and you're recording yourself recording vocals and you fuck up and you make like a little like clip reel of you fucking up a few times, like that's funny. And that's something that people can post and kind of like, I think what people need to do, because I think the internet can be so mean and fucked up, is put the humility back in themselves and really make themselves like remind these people that you're a human being.
Yeah, it's not that serious.
Not even that. I think people forget that like someone that you're looking at on your phone, that's a real person that like has a life, has an entire group of people who know who they are and love them and care about them, just like you do. And I think it's easy to forget that for some people when they're just scrolling. Clearly, if you see some people's comments, they're so mean. They clearly are treating them like they're not actual people. But I think doing things like that, showing you making like little mistakes or showing like behind the scenes content, it really brings people back into the fact of like, oh yeah, this is like not just an artist. Like, this is a human being that I'm yeah. watching. And like, I don't know. I think stuff like that can be important. But that's just my...
I like that kind of breaking of the fourth wall.
Because
like I was saying, like if you can like, even on a parasocial level, get to kind of know somebody, it makes you want to support them more.
It like, feels more personal.
Yeah.
And people, that's all people want, is for things to feel personal. And that's why social media blew up the way it did. And that's why magazines and interviews and things like that aren't popular anymore. Because if I want to hear someone's opinion about something, I can probably go find it on their Instagram. Like, a lot of celebrities and artists are pretty active on their Instagram. Not everyone, granted, but a lot of them are. And it's like, I don't need to go pick up People magazine to find out a lot of these things anymore, that you can just find out if you follow them and you're like, you know what I mean? You interact with their content.
Yeah, I don't need to like, see on the cover of Us that like Hillary Duff baked sourdough bread right now. I just see it on her story
right.
every day.
Like, I literally just got on Instagram and saw Ariana Grande showing people her new album that she's releasing in March. And without social media, you'd have to wait to see that like a magazine cover.
Pay a press tour.
Yeah. And it's like to be like, oh, Ariana Grande is releasing a new album and she shows all her team the entire thing and this is their reactions. I got to see that in a 30-second reel.
Yeah.
Like instantly as well.
I think too, like, I think so many people get caught up in the numbers of being like, I don't really want to make a reel for it to only get 200 views or whatever. But like, if you were to put 200 people in a room, that's still a lot of people. I think people forget is like, yeah, you might see that, you know, Lauv posted a new video and it got 4 million views, or that like Taylor Swift posted a video and it got 180
yeah,
million.
Really?
Like, my thing is like, if even if you only get 200 people to watch it, like, that's 200 people that might want to go support you now.
Yeah.
Or that might want to share that with somebody. And like, the algorithm is weird, dude.
It
like
is.
You never, ever, ever know what video is going to pop off. We had a reel last year, literally all of our reels around it, 4,000 views, 5,000 views, mm-hmm. 7,000 views, kind of whatever for our, it's like very average for our size audience. And then all the sudden I made one reel, same format that we always make. Good information, but not, it wasn't like an insane, like, oh my God, he's never dropped anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
700,000 views.
Yeah.
Shared by hundreds of people, thousands of people.
Yeah.
Shared by Shaq.
I was gonna say shared by Shaq.
Like, literally got so many, we got
that was crazy.
12,000 followers from that one thing.
Yeah.
Literally, like, Elangelo started following us because of that one reel.
Yeah.
But then they see, oh fuck, this guy has like hundreds of reels. He does these a few times a week. And then they start watching those and then they start liking those.
Consistency is key.
And now our reels get more views. Our post interactions get more views. We made so many sales off of that. We got a bunch of YouTube subscribers off of that. Mm-hmm. And that was just a very average reel that I posted that I was like, this will be cool because it'll help some people.
Yeah.
But you never, ever, ever know what that's going to be. And if I would have sat there and been like, oh, does anybody actually care how to release a song? Like, is that actually going to do good? And I didn't put it out. Boom. 700,000 people that didn't see that.
Yeah. I think
and even
easy.
If it's only 7,000 or 200 or 80.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like, that's 80 people that weren't thinking about you.
Yeah.
And I think that's what people forget about content is like, yeah, it's a great way to kind of get your name out there and find these new audiences. But it's also a great way to kind of keep people that already know about you, keep you in their mind. Mm-hmm. Like, our minds are very fickle and there's a lot of shit trying to get our attention all the time. And so if you're an artist, one of your average fans is probably going to scroll through on Instagram and see 15 other artists that posted something.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to think about you. Not until they hear your song randomly come up or whatever. But if you can kind of stay in their mind and you can stay in their eyesight, it's a good way to just kind of remind people like, hey, I'm here. I release music. I make music. This is me. This is who I am. This is how you can support me. And it doesn't have to be these big, grandiose, you know, I did a mashup of every top 100 song over the past year.
Or like the highest quality.
Yeah, dude, nobody cares. I don't care. Some of my favorite videos that I ever see were like somebody set up their iPhone on a $12 iPhone tripod and film something for 10 minutes. Like, I don't care. I don't give a shit.
I was going to say, even in Taylor Swift, who's huge, Miss Americana, her documentary, she is literally showing her, like, recording and, like, writing these songs on her phone. Like, she's just filming with her phone.
Literally.
And that's on something that's on Netflix. It's going to be on people's TVs next to high-quality videos. And no one cares. Everyone just like, this is sick that I get to see this behind-the-scene content. No one's going to care on their phones if you're using your phone to film. Like,
there are Netflix documentaries that are basically filmed on a fucking iPhone. Nobody cares.
No one cares.
Bought a book from our wine shop of this guy who travels all through Germany. He's an importer, travels all through Germany.
Wanted to
write a book about the wine in Germany. And he was just like, I'm taking all the pictures on my iPhone.
Yeah.
And to me,
and they look great.
I actually like, not only do they look fine, like I don't care, but like it feels so personal to me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this wasn't even a business move so much that he hired a photographer to come with him or that he bought a $5,000 camera or whatever. He was just like, this is so cool. I'm going to take a picture of it with what I have and I'm going to capture this exactly how it is in this moment without setting it up. And that's what I feel like is some of my favorite content to consume.
I was going to ask you, what do you like to consume?
Like to see, and that's what I want to start doing on the channel more this year is I want to do more of the like passive daily vlogs, film a session and just kind of cut some of my favorite parts. Like, I don't, not everything I think has to be like a, hey, what's up? Today we're going to be going over blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's great. I love our educational informative videos. They've helped millions of people and that's sick. But like at some point, like I'm not able to be as personal as I want on the channel because I'm trying to cram as much shit into a 30-minute video as possible.
Yeah.
And so if we can kind of start to, you know, have this podcast where we ramble for 45 minutes or do a vlog or
just like interchange
film
a
behind the scenes of me working with an artist in person. So people can start to see that dynamic. And I feel like it just highlights a whole thing, even educational wise, of me recording a song or breaking down a song or working by myself on a 45-minute video or even like a 14-hour course like we have is great. It's super educational. That's not how most sessions work if you're trying to work with people in person. So somebody could watch 300 videos from our channel, get in a room with people and know all the cool technical shit, but don't know what the actual vibe is like in a studio. And like, that's something that for some reason is not really being captured. I understand it's hard because you can't really post unreleased songs. Like labels have to sign off, publishers have to sign off. But if you're always recording, and this is something I talked about with somebody literally the other day about like keeping clients and paying projects in your kind of wheel that's always turning.
Mm-hmm.
Start filming content now for 6 months from now. And then when it's 6 months from now, all of this that you filmed is going to be fine. And you've already gotten that wheel rolling. So if you're consistent about it and you can do it over a long period of time, it doesn't have to be this thing of like, oh, well, I filmed my content for this week and I'm done. But next week, I got to film my content for next week. It's just like, dude, just record something. And if Valley didn't record that whole documentary because they were like, nobody's going to see this until fucking February of 2024.
Right.
It's not even worth doing. The video's already got tens of thousands of views.
Yeah, but people do. That's what I'm saying. People just get in their heads about stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Like, stop thinking about the exact immediate payoff and just, like, not only even for the content aspect, but like I looked through photo album. You just sorted all of our like photos from our childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked through that and I'm like, I wish more
childhood,
people just
teenage years.
Yeah. I wish more people kind of documented things just for them. And like, I'm not saying that you can't put that out into the world, but like, I think that the band is probably going to look back on that video and that's going to feel really nice for them.
Yeah,
and
like
not
special.
Just the tens of thousands of people that it's basically promotion for an album for.
Yeah.
And like, I go watch some of my old reels sometimes of like when I did like a cover of something or I did like an open verse challenge and they got thousands of views. I got hundreds of followers from them. But to me, like going back and being like, oh, I remember when I did that. That was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I made that song.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something that people don't think about. And that's what you can do with some of that more passive content that doesn't have to be the, you know, go lip sync on a train track.
Yeah.
Which is fine. That's also a great way to do easy content. Like lip sync your song 400 times. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody gives a shit. There's, again, millions of people that haven't heard it yet.
Yeah.
But if you can get somebody that thinks that song is interesting and then you can follow that up with a cool reel where they can get to learn a little bit more about you as a person, see you work in action, see what your personality is like.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many artists that I love, but I'm like, I don't know if I want to have a conversation with them because I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's like, who would you want to work with in the studio? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know any of these people. Like, I've never had a real conversation with them. And like, when, you know, somebody could be great at singing, but like, when I'm supporting somebody, I want to support them because I think that they're great all around. So like, some of my favorite artists are people that I personally know because I'm so much more invested in their music because I love them as a person. And that to me makes the experience better. And maybe it's just because I'm really sentimental with music and shit.
Right.
But I don't feel like anybody would be mad at getting to know their favorite artist a little bit more.
No.
And I think that that's an easy way to make content that's comfortable for most people. You can be as genuine as you want. You don't have to be this weird caricature of a person. You don't have to script everything, film it with a nice camera, edit it in Premiere Pro or After Effects. Nobody cares.
You should take some of this advice.
I need to. My thing is the content that we are very strict about with our scheduling takes a ton of time and effort.
Right.
And so it's hard for me to like fill it in. But like I post on our story all the time. Like
yeah,
I post
true.
On our story. I'll do little DIY reels. Like I don't give a shit. Like if I have a good point, I'm going to log onto my phone and tell somebody.
Yeah.
Because I consider that like a parasocial friendship. Like if I'm excited about something, I want to show somebody right now, even if that's not going to be in a tutorial for 2 months.
Right.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
By the time that tutorial comes around, they probably won't even remember it. And if they do, they'll be like, that's that song.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to hear that song for 2 months.
Yeah. 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 You do be doing that.
It's great. Like nobody cares. Like people want to consume things from people that they enjoy.
Yeah.
And they'll watch anything. There are so many artists and bands and different content creators, YouTubers, fucking podcasters. I don't care what they do. I'll watch it. I'll listen to it. I'll buy the merch. I'll support them because I like them. I don't really care about the content at the end of the day.
Stop putting too much pressure on yourself, guys.
Yeah.
Too much pressure.
Too much pressure. But I don't know. Like,
easier said than done, though.
It definitely is. But I hope that this just resonates with people, even if they can just start posting a couple extra times a month of just...
Yeah.
Let your guard down a little bit. God damn. Like, everybody's got this whole, like, I need to look professional. My reels need to look the exact same as somebody who just signed with Universal or Republic. Dude, no, they don't.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
I think it's because people are mean. But of all the mean people, there are more nice people.
There are.
And also, fuck those people. It is so easy to type something shitty behind a screen where no one knows who you are. No one would ever say that to your face.
If you don't have a real profile picture, I don't care.
Really?
Like, I'm literally not even going to respond.
I never have a real profile picture. Or it's a picture of, like, either, like, a cartoon character or, like, a dog.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if your profile picture is not a clear image of you,
yeah,
I don't care what you have to say.
No.
About anything, honestly.
No.
And, like, even past that, like, one of our favorite mantras, both of us, me and Miranda, is other people's opinions about me is none of my business.
Yep.
And, like, that...
Heard
was
that
like
from Rain
life
Wilson.
Changing. Yeah, yep. That to me was like, I make content that I want to make because I want to put it out there and I want to look back on it one day. And a lot of people are going to resonate with that and some won't. And they'll tell me to go fuck myself and that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. I'm not doing it for them. If I did everything in my life for the people that were just going to shit on me, that's miserable.
Yeah. Also, it's such a weird thing. Like, never in history of humanity have we been so hyper aware of ourselves and knowing people's opinion about us, that is such not a normal human experience. Like,
no,
we are not supposed to know what everyone thinks, every flaw people want to point out, everything people hate about us that they're saying on the internet. That's so not normal. Like,
there used to be whole establishments where people would just meet to quietly talk shit about people with their friends. And like, that was like what people
would go.
Yeah, but
it's people that you actually know, not random ass people on the
internet. And like, now they're like, oh, I'm just going to go post my opinion on the internet. Yeah. Like, dude, who cares?
And just comment on someone's reel that you don't know. Like, that's weird. I also just feel bad for people who do that. Like, it's clearly, if you're spreading that much hatred to random people you do not know, your life is pretty miserable.
Yeah.
And that's pretty sad. And I hope those people find peace.
Me too, but also go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, if you're just trying to shit on everybody's parade.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of people don't make content because they're scared of that.
Yeah.
But like, they're going to be miserable anyway, dude.
And don't let those
if they're
fucks
not picking
hold
on
you,
they're going to pick on somebody else. So don't take it personal. It's not a you thing. They just want to shit on somebody.
Yeah. And a lot of time it's either like literal children or miserable old men.
It's just people that want a lot of attention, to be honest. Because it's, as somebody who gets a lot of comments, sometimes I want to respond to an angry one much faster than I want to respond to a nice one because I want to defend myself. And like, that's human interaction. But like, at some point, it's not fair to the people that support me for me to spend 15 minutes of my time arguing with people that are pieces of shit.
Exactly.
Rather than having cool, conductive conversations with people that are supporting me.
Especially sometimes I feel like people who comment mean shit on videos are fans of people. And they know that if they comment something mean, they'll get a response. Because I've seen on several occasions, not just our channel, they'll comment something rude and then the person will respond. Like, it literally happened to you. Someone comments something rude, you respond, and they're like, oh my God, I love your content, by the way. And it's like, what the hell? But you were just literally rude.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
Ignore those people.
Nice little tangent about just telling everybody to fuck off. But like,
yeah. But that's an important part of making content.
It definitely is. Like, you do have to have this like level of self-confidence to just be like, I don't care if nobody watches this video. I'm glad that I made it.
Yes.
I'm glad that I look back. I look back when we went to Italy last year. I look at all of our story highlights. You just did this the other day.
I did. I miss it.
Thousands of people saw those. And like, they weren't promotional, obviously. Like, we were just posting our vacation on our personal Instagrams.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, like, you could say like anybody with a following could have turned that into promo. We could have done sponsored posts throughout them or whatever, whatever. But like, I recorded those because I want to go back and look. And they're on my story still, not so I can brag that we went to Italy for 2 weeks, but so I can have a place to go back and look at all of those.
Oh, yeah.
Which you literally just did.
Which I literally just did.
And, you know, if you're creative, whether you're an artist or a producer or a songwriter or a crochet person or you're interested in true crime, like, just record things because you want to document them and you can turn that into something enjoyable.
If you want.
Personal. Relatable.
Well, I just recorded that crochet time lapse, but
yeah.
I don't know if I'm ever going to post it, but I like having it for myself because I just made a sweater and I took some pictures, but I really didn't take enough pictures or videos and I kind of regret it because I'm like, oh, it would have been really cool to have this for myself. Like, I mean, I am not an influencer by any means. I don't have that many followers on Instagram. Like, I'm literally nobody. But for me, I wanted it for me to be able to look at and look back and be like, oh, that's so cool. Like, seeing where I started and like seeing how it all came together. And honestly, I kind of forget what steps I took, what days, especially because I finished it. I was sick. I had COVID. And that's when I finished my sweater. And so my brain literally was like not
turned into soup.
Yeah. Not really functioning.
Yeah.
So I don't remember it 100%. But I do wish I had that to look back on. But now that's why I'm glad I'm doing it with this project so that I can look back on it and be like, oh yeah, that's when I finished this part of the shirt. And oh yeah, that's so cool to like see how slow I was or like whatever then. And like, look at me now or whatever, like see your progress is really cool.
Yeah. And like, if you were ever interested in like making crochet content or whatever, then you can always post that later.
Yeah.
And like,
and maybe I'll post it one day, but
maybe,
know.
But like, that's what I'm saying is like, I want artists to make content that they feel good about when they make it. That's not purely promotional. It's not purely just to get in front of a bunch of people, because I think that resonates, man. Like all of my favorite things and things that I see pop off a lot were very unassuming.
Yeah.
Like
you need that balance. I think
it's really easy to sit there and be like, well, of course, you know, when they post a reel about their new song, it does good. They have 200,000 followers, but like they didn't always,
right?
You know, like they had to work their way up. How many reels or how many pictures or how many songs do you think that they posted that had 30 views, 40 views, 200 streams? It just takes time.
Everyone and like, starts somewhere.
You literally do. And I think that so many people don't really even allow themselves to start because they're already just like, oh, it's never going to go anywhere. It's never going to pop off. I literally see people where like sometimes the third video that they post goes viral. And sometimes that turns into them having a good, consistent audience. And sometimes things go viral and it didn't really, it was a nice flash in the pan, but nobody gives a shit after 2 months.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that like people need to consider with content is like, if you're not consistent, even if you have a big moment, like that goes away fast because as soon as your video is done going viral, somebody else's is, and then it's on to the next. So like, just back to that point that I said earlier, like you kind of have to stay in people's eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they're just millions of people that they could pay attention to.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. I'm also making this because like selfishly, I just want to see more artists post themselves. Like, yeah. I want to get to know them. There's so many people that reach out to like work with me and I'll check out their Instagram and I'm like, dude, I wouldn't even know that you fucking make music.
Yeah.
Like, that to me is insane. Mm-hmm. And like, I have the make pop music stuff where I post more of my production stuff, but even on my personal page, I'll post studio pictures. I'll post stuff on my timelines and on my reels and whatever. But yeah, if you're an artist and I go to your page and I'm like, they've never posted about their music. They've never posted anything about their process or you know, they've never posted a video of them singing or producing something. I'm like, that's so weird to me.
Yeah.
Like,
post it, guys. Do it.
If you want that to be your life, why is it not reflected in your content? Like, yeah. Why is that not reflected on, not even content? Like, we keep using the word content, but why is that not reflected in, like, your online image? Like, yeah.
I think people just question themselves a lot. Because I know people personally
stop.
Who do that. Yeah, it's so easy. Stop questioning yourself.
Stop.
Post the content. Do it. You can do it. Stop overthinking it. If you you could overthink anything.
Like, literally.
Even us doing this makes me overthink. Like, I'm like, oh, am I saying the right things? Is my point come across? Am I making any sense? Am I just rambling? Like, it's so easy for me to sit here and question myself and overthink myself. And if I do it too much, literally no one would ever see this.
Nope.
But I can't, because then you just can't let that. Once those wheels start spiraling and turning, you just gotta shut them off real quick.
Yeah, you really do. Otherwise, it's just
easy.
Not really conducive.
And you could do it with anything. You can do it with anything. You can question anything and overthink anything. It's really easy to overthink things. I think more commonly people overthink content because of the, you know, it's out of their, I think because it's out of your control. Like, it's so out of your control. And a lot of us are control freaks, and putting something out there in the world and being vulnerable is scary, but you know, you just got to do it and you can do it and it's going to be fine. Promise. Yep. There's going to be more people who love you than hate you.
Yeah.
You could change someone's life. Like, you never know.
Do it for yourself first and then do it for your supporters and people that want to support you second.
Yeah.
You think if I let.
And then say, fuck the haters third. No, I'm just kidding.
just imagine though, like, what if I let a couple comments about people like making fun of the fact that I have a mullet or that I'm overweight stop me from like making YouTube tutorials that help hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
There've literally been people who have built whole careers off of our community and off of the content that we've made. And that's not even a flex. That's just like a fact. And if I let a few people who were pieces of shit deter that, so many people lose so much value.
Yeah,
and like,
exactly.
It's just one of those things that you have to like kind of remind yourself is like, documenting this and making this is important for me first and foremost, because if nobody else sees it, you need that self-validation. Otherwise, you get burnt out.
Yeah.
Then secondly, once it is helping people, once it is helping people find you, once people are connecting with it, that is so important because you want your music to resonate with people. Why do you not want your fucking Instagram posts to resonate with people?
Yeah.
And then everybody else can fuck off. Like, that's literally it. They don't matter.
Yep.
There's going to be people that they want to support and there's going to be millions of other people that they shit on. Don't base your whole life around that. Like, if you're trying to be an artist or a producer who kind of needs to put yourself in the public eye, you're never going to get there if you just crumble at the first person who's an asshole to you.
Really?
Like, ever.
And also, misery loves company, so don't even let those people fucking...
100.
We can't let miserable people run this world. We will all be doomed.
Who run the world? Miserable
Girls.
People.
No, they do not run the world.
But that's really all I wanted to say. I kind of came in hot with, like, a topic because...
You really did.
I was
not prepared for this at all, so...
It's good, though. Like, that's what I like about this podcast. So I don't want this to be like a...
Scripted or anything
I don't
like
want
that.
This to be just like another format of me making a fucking YouTube video that, like, I have all of my points written down.
Yeah, the
for.
Whole reason we're even doing this is because we realize we have these kind of conversations with each other all the time. And then we're like, maybe other people would also be interested in hearing
Literally.
This. And, like, I kind of want to hear other people's opinions on this. So maybe we should just do the podcast and just post our opinions on random things.
Yeah, who asked nobody.
Yeah, that's kind of why everyone does a podcast, right? But
like, I was excited to film this because this is one of the topics that we haven't had a conversation about. There's going to be topics that we have on the podcast that we have written in a notes app because we've been driving to somewhere and we had a 20-minute conversation in the car. And I was like, we got to stop talking about this and just record this.
Yeah, he literally was telling me this morning. He's like, I think this is what I want to talk about. And he starts talking about it. I'm like, stop talking to me. We can talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah, literally. But I do hope that this resonates with people to just take a little bit of that pressure off of like making content, putting stuff out in the world, document it for yourself, document it for people who want to support you. The views don't matter. The likes don't matter. They'll come eventually.
Yeah, everyone starts somewhere.
Every single view is important. It doesn't have to have 200,000 to be an important video. And then other than that, like, let people in, you know, like being like a mystique artist only works for like the top 1 of 1%. Like, sure, The Weeknd doesn't have to make content, but like.
Yeah, but that fool's famous as hell.
Yeah, when he was coming up, though, he was going on like radio shows and like MySpace podcasts and shit to promote his stuff. He was playing at clubs in Toronto. Like, the thing is, he seems mysterious now because he has the biggest record deal in the world. Like, right. He can kind of do whatever he wants whenever he wants. And now he's like a superstar. So that's the vibe of him. He like wants to maintain that. Dude, you're a random guy from Michigan. You can't do that. Like, if people don't get to know you, they don't care. You're just another random guy in Michigan, you know? Like,
random guy from Michigan watching this is really feeling
attacked.
If
you're in Michigan, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to make a point of, like, mystique don't work for, like, an average person. I don't really care to, like, get invested in somebody that, like, thinks they're too cool to, like, let other people in.
Yeah, I'm sure that's some people's, maybe some people like that. I don't know. Who knows?
But
I don't have anything else. Oh, I think that's it.
Dead air.
That's it. But I don't have anything else to add.
All right.
I think points have been made. Don't ever think you do you. You'll be fine.
Put it out there, baby.
Just put it out.
Put it out there.
Just don't sit there and clear out your fucking drafts. Post the shit. Don't have so many drafts because I know you do.
Dude, that's just I see so many people that are like, oh, I have months of stuff. Like, dude, what the fuck? Post it.
If you're watching this still, if you're still here and you're one of those people, I want you to go to your drafts and post whatever you've been sitting on. Fucking post it. And then you're gonna come back here, comment on it, and you're gonna say, Miranda, I posted it. And I'm gonna say, I'm so proud of you. Do it. Stop questioning yourself, people. I'm gonna bully you into posting your content.
I think that's all I want to say on this. Yeah. Let us know what topics you want us to talk about in the future. Let us know if you like us just going on like these heated tangents of our own opinions that nobody asked for.
Yeah, we're too hot-headed people, so we get it if it's annoying, but let us know if you like it. Hopefully you do.
Yeah, other than that, feel free to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We have the audio podcast come out Mondays. We have the video podcast come out Wednesdays. And then obviously on the YouTube channel, we make production tutorials every single Friday. So subscribe for all of that. If you want to check out any of our stuff, you can head over to makepopmusic.com. We've got sample packs, preset packs, MIDI packs, courses. We got a bunch of free stuff over there. You can find links to all of our videos and podcast shit over there. But I mean, that's pretty much it. I'm keen to see what you guys want us to talk about. Before we go, though, what is your recommendation of the week?
I remembered today.
Yay.
I did.
Yay.
Mine's going to be really weird, though. So don't judge me. But it's going to be food related. Surprise, surprise. But mine is. Mine is Sumo Citrus. It's a type of Austin knows I've been obsessed with these, so I'm sure he's like, fuck it, eh? But it's an orange, but it's a specific type of orange, and it's seasonal, and it's in season right now. And so they're really good. They're really ugly, but they're very good oranges if you like oranges. Or maybe if you're like, I'm not a huge fan of oranges, try Sumo Citrus. They're really good, and they're in season, so it's a time to go. Time to get them.
It's a great one. Get your vitamin C up. Everybody's
getting
sick.
Get your vitamin C. See? Trying to help the people.
Yep. Even though you started eating all those and that's when you got sick.
Well, my doctor said that it was good that I was eating those. And
it would have killed her without them.
I wasn't even that sick. So, I mean, maybe I would have been more sick if I didn't have my Sumo Citrus.
Well, post your shit and eat your fruit, people.
Eat your fruit.
Other than that, I think that does it for this episode. We'll be back, and we're doing these every other week.
We'll be
back in 2 weeks. Let us know what you guys want to see. Follow us on Instagram at Make Pop Music. Follow Miranda on Instagram. I'm just kidding. She doesn't want you to go follow her.
I mean, you can, but it's so boring.
If you like crochet stuff, go follow her on Instagram.
Yeah, like, it's crochet and matcha. So if you're interested in that, and my cats, your thing. So.
But other than that, that's going to do it for this podcast. We'll see you guys next time. Other than that, much love, peace.